טוב, בעזרת השם, we are in תמלה מגלת. כי קודם מתן תורה, כי קודם מתן תורה, before the time Israel received the Torah, היה הממשלה, the power, the control, was only in the hands of Hashem יתברך. ואחר מתן תורה, but after that he gave us the Torah, נתן הממשלה ליד כל ישראל, בעולם gave the government, gave the power to all of Am Israel, כל אחד לפי בחינתו, everyone according to his aspect. כי אותיות התורה, because the letters of the Torah, הם התלבשות רצונו של השם יתברך. It's how that השם יתברך dressed his will, covering his will. Hashem wants something, spiritual thing, we are not spiritual, we're physical, so you have to put it inside of something that we're going to be able to accept it, to understand it, to grab it with our physical mind. So he chosen the letters of the Torah for that. And the letters of the Torah reveals the will of Hashem Yitzvarach. Ki retzono shel Hashem Yitzvarach, because the will of Hashem Yitzvarach, sheha mitzvot yiyu kach, that all of the obligations, the mitzvot, going to be like that they are. למשל, for an example, mitzvah tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin. היה רצונו שיהיה בארבע פרשיות, בורא עולם wanted that it's going to be in four parts, ובתים של אור, and those boxes are going to be made out of
leather.
ולא של כסף, and not from silver, not made out of silver. כי כן רצונו, because this is his will, נמצא, now we can understand, שרצונו מלובש בכל התורה, that his will is covered in all of the Torah. ועכשיו, but now, שהתורה מסורה בידינו, that the Torah is in our hands, גם הרצון של השם יתברך מסורה בידינו. Also the will of השם יתברך is in our hands. Means that you can tell השם יתברך what he wants and what he doesn't want. Can convince him. שאנו מושלים כביכול, that we're, so to speak, controlled, להיות רצונו, to make his will, כפי רצוננו, as our will. Means, if now your kid, he likes chocolate, and you want him to be happy, so he's forcing you to give him chocolate, and then you're going to be happy. This is how you can bring Hashem Yitzbarach to do. If your kid, he likes chocolate, and you like your kid to be happy, so actually your kid is forcing you to want to bring him chocolate, because you want to make him happy. So you're going to bring him chocolate. So, because of his even lasting desires, by that he's forcing your will to go somewhere. And even more so, when we're talking Nevodat Hashem, when a man wants to be holy, when a man wants to be kadosh. For an example, I told you that once, that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, once in, before of Ne'ilah, he said to his helper to take him to bed, to sleep. So he told him, but we need to go to Ne'ilah, to pray Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, last prayer of Yom Kippur. So he told him, take me to bed. So couldn't argue with him, took him to bed. Now he was over there, half an hour or so. So the helper comes to him, telling him, Rav, Neila, Mamash, it's time, we have to go. He told him, I'm not going nowhere. Rav, Neila, you never miss Neila in your life. You have to pray Neila. In shul, they're waiting. He said, I'm not going nowhere, you go. And he stayed until 9 p.m. or so in bed. After they tried to ask him what happened, why he didn't come to Ne'ilah, what drived him not to go to Ne'ilah, not to pray Ne'ilah. After a few months, a few weeks, he told them that there was a decree on Am Yisrael. Usually, when Am Yisrael are not going to shul, but all I understand, he doesn't have no complaint on that. Why? Because he understands that they're busy, they're working, they have their issues. So they're, but in Yom Kippur, everything is closed. There is no reason not to go to shul. No reason at all. So the devil, the Yetzer Hara, started to make a very horrible kitrug on Am Yisrael that are not going to shul in Yom Kippur enough. So Rabbi Yehuda Zeev Leibovich said, I'm not going also. And if Rabbi Yehuda Zeev Leibovich is not going to shul, they cannot complain on all of Am Yisrael that they're not going. I'm not going, and they're not going, and this is it. By that he saved us from that kitrug, from that horrible kitrug, that people are not going to shul. Because I'm not going also. Why? I want to go to sleep. This is it. I'm not going. So you can see that if the righteous man is, he can lead HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before, that Mi Moshe El Bi Tzadik, the righteous man, he controls Hashem, he brings Hashem. Also, in another Torah, Rabbeinu is bringing that when a man is praying, so he's satisfying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there is a verse that is saying Nekevat esovev gaver, that the female, she's surrounding the male. So when the righteous man, when a man is standing and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's satisfying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu become to be an aspect of a female, that he receives satisfaction from the male, that this is that man that is standing and praying. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounding that man, and that man becomes to be the inner part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes to be the pnimiyut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The man himself that is standing and praying, he becomes to be the inner side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means, the inner side of HaKadosh? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounding him. So the inner side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's that man. And what a man's got inside of him? His will. The thing that you have inside is your will. This is your inner thing. The most inner thing that a man's got is his will. No one can touch your will. So that man becomes to be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is where it connects. Rabbeinu is saying that every one of Am Yisrael has got the power to control the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then that man is standing and praying on what he's praying, on his own will. But actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping the will of the tzaddikim. Retzon yira'av yaseh. He's doing the will of his righteous people. Those righteous people are the ones that are praying. So actually the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our hands. To do with it what that we want. What that we want to achieve in Avodat Hashem. This is why always we need to get so strong, strengthen ourselves so much, and to believe in the power of our own prayers. To know if you're going to go with it until the end, you're going to achieve it. You're going to have it. No matter when or why, what you're going to go through. Bottom line, if you're going to do that, you're going to keep on praying on that issue, you're going to achieve that. Finally, you're going to have it in your hand. And in spirituality, we need to pray on the highest, highest things of them all. To be happy, totally happy, never to fall to no sadness, to have complete faith, to remember Hashem Yitbarach in the lowest places of them all, never to forget Hashem. To beg on that, to pray on that. There was a story I'm not going to tell all of the story, but on the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that there was a decree on Or HaChaim HaKadosh that he had to go for 1 year to exile. To go 1 year to an exile. And he came to a certain place, and in that place he had a lot of disgrace and shames. And after it, from heaven, they revealed, they opened the truth to the rabbi of that city to tell him that is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that all of the community over there and insulted him and fight with him and rebuked him. It's Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and they have to apologize, and also to let him know that because that he received so many rebukes in that place, so he doesn't need to continue in his exile. So actually in 3 months or so, he finished, because of the effort that he had in that place, the sorrow that he had in that place, it paid for a whole year that he was supposed to go from one city to the other. So it means that if now you need to pray 1 million minutes, 5 million hours on something, it's too far for you to achieve. You don't know where you're gonna have, how you're gonna achieve that. It's huge to be righteous. Like Rabbeinu said, "Ani asetchem kamoni mamash." I'm gonna make you to be like me. Okay, it's something. It exists somewhere. All right, let's see how we're coming to that place. So if a man is taking things seriously, means that when he's being insulted, he's accepting it with love. When he's in the field, he's praying from the bottom of his heart. When he's praying Shmona Esre, he's paying attention to the words, like Rav Shalom explained yesterday in the Shi'ur.
that you take advantage of the things that you have in your life so you can achieve a lot more. If you're dragging your life, so it's going to take you 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, if you're going to achieve it at all. It's going to take a long time. But if a man is putting effort in his tshuva, we're not talking now, oh, what I'm going to do all of my life, now I'm going to suffer. No. How many hours you're in the field every day? 1 hour? 1 hour and a half? Amen. I wish that everyone's going to be 1 hour and a half. So in that 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, you cannot put power, cannot put sweat, cannot put tears, cannot put your heart. 1 hour a day. Try. You're in the yeshiva. How much time you're in the yeshiva? Come on. We're coming to the yeshiva, and Avrech is coming to the yeshiva at 9. He's going out at 3, at 5. I wish, yes. Again, I wish. And how much you're learning when you... Are you opening the books like you should? Are you reading like you should? Are you switching, changing books? You have seder in Chumash, you have seder in Mishnah, you have seder in Gemara, you have seder in Halachot, you have seder in Likutei Tefilot, you have seder in books of Rabbeinu. All right, you hear a shiur in Sefer Rabbeinu. So you have 1 hour that you learn Gemara. Baruch Hashem. What? It's 2 hours. Let's say from 9 till 10, from 10 till 11. This is it. From 11 till 3, from 11 till 5. What are you doing? You have 5 hours. What are you doing with those 5 hours? You have 3 hours. You know how much you can learn in 3 hours? In 3 hours, how much you can learn? But you can waste 3 hours with nothing very easily. Every day. To waste 3 hours, it's flying. But in 3 hours of learning, you can achieve huge amounts of learning. 3 hours, only 3. And if a man is learning like that every day, so it becomes to be 6. And after that, it becomes to be 9, and then 12, and it's jumping, 15, 18, 21, it's jumping, 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 jumping. Huge amounts of hours. If really you're dedicating, you can easily finish the Shas, you can easily finish the Tur Shulchan Aruch, easily. Easily, if you're just going to decide, I'm learning, even with Chavruta slowly, even if you decide 1 page a day, the pages are switching, Baruch Hashem, we're finishing. Even in my Shi'ur, we're already in Torah 34 Torah. Even in my Shi'ur. And now we have that power, that government, שאנו מושלים, that control, כביכול, so to speak, להיות רצונו כפי רצוננו, that his will gonna be according to our will. וזה בחינת, and that's the aspect of what it's written, ישראל ממשלותיו כנ"ל, that the government is in the hands of Am Israel, like that we learned. וזהו שדרשו רבותינו ז"ל, and this is what it's written in גמרא ירושלמי, מסכת ראש השנה. רבות עשית, a lot of things you made. Ata Hashem Elokai, you God, you Hashem, my God. Kodem Matan Torah, before of giving us the Torah. Ve'achar Matan Torah, but before, of, but after Matan Torah. Nifleotecha u'machshevotecha elenu. Your wonders and your thoughts to us, to our hands. Means Hainu she'akol bi'adenu, that everything is in our hands. Ve'zeh, and this is what it's written. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God, Hamalcha Eretz Mitzrayim, that brings you to from Eretz Mitzrayim. Haynu Kodem Matan Torah, means before of Matan Torah. Haya Kol Anochi, it was all me, it was all Hashem. Vachar Matan Torah, but after Matan Torah, Harchev Picha Vamal'ehu. Open wide your mouth, and I'm gonna fill it. Ze Bechinat Melofum, this is the aspect of that. Vowel melofum, that the mouth is full. Shubchinat Yosef hu hashalit, that it's an aspect of Yosef, that he was control on all of Egypt, on all of Am Israel. Hainu mimo shelbi, means who controls me. Hainu shashefa, that the bounty hu lefi archavat hape, it's according to how much you're widening, opening wide your mouth. Hu lefi klei dibur, and according to your mouth, to how that you talk to Hashem. Everyone according to his aspect. Like that it's written on the Torah that it's not far, לא רחוקי ממכם, it's not far from you. And רבותינו learn that if it is far, so it's ממכם, because of you, מכם.
the reason that a man is far from all of good that he's got, the potential, it's because of him. There is no one else to blame. If you lack of something, it means that you haven't prayed on it enough. This is it. This is the only thing. If a man going to really realize that it's all in my hand, I can fix my life, I can do it, you're going to do it. Just the man is so lazy and so sad and depressed that he's not going to the field. He's not even trying. He's just sitting in his sadness, in his loneliness, in his depression, with his food, and 1 minute eating candy, sweets, and after it, salts, and then something to something hot, and then something cold to refresh himself to the next candy bar, to the next cup of coffee. He needs to go to sleep, and then he needs to rest after all of that time that he was asleep, stretching himself, going from the couch to the bed, to the kitchen, to the toilet, back to the couch to think about it, then he needs again to the toilet, and then to rest. It's a long day. Like a behemoth, like an animal, wasting our lives. There is nothing that you can lose that's going to be more valuable than time. Time to spend time with Hashem Yitbarach, time to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, to do more tshuva. If you would believe, if you would understand what it means to do tshuva. If a man is doing tshuva, mochalin lo lechol ha'olam kulo, Rabbi Meir said, if a man is doing tshuva, they forgive him, and to all of the world they forgive, because of him. Gdolat tshuva, tshuva is so huge, that if a man is doing tshuva, they forgive all of his sin, and all of sins of all of the world. If you're just doing tshuva. But we're not doing tshuva. We're too lazy, we're so lazy, we're not moving, because of one person. Moshe Rabbeinu, he became to be Moshe Rabbeinu not because that he born Moshe Rabbeinu, because he decided to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Avraham Avinu, he was investigating and checking, and he closed his eyes immediately, and he was working hard in each and every one of us. If you're going to believe in yourself, if you're going to understand what you have a neshama. This is your weapon. Your weapon is not something that you're going to buy in the market, that you're going to buy in yeshiva. Your weapon, you have it inside. David HaMelech said, "Mi besari chaze eloka, from my flesh I'm going to see God, I'm going to know God." If you have Hashem Yitbarach with you, you can achieve everything. 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 You can be like David HaMelech now. What's the problem to be like David HaMelech? It all depends on what that you want. David HaMelech wasn't thinking about chocolate. I have a proof for that. You cannot find the word chocolate in Tehillim. You cannot find chocolate, you cannot find potato chips. What did David HaMelech had to tell Am Yisrael? He told us in Tehillim. If he would tell us about candies, about food, about giant bed, king-size bed, it would be written. David, if we would think that it's important for us, for Avodat Hashem, he would write it down in Tehillim. Doesn't written. In Tehillim it's written to scream to Hashem, to cry to Hashem, to beg, to be sure that Hashem is there with you, that Hashem is going to help you, that Hashem cares about you, that Hashem loves you. No matter how you look, no matter how you pray, no matter how much you learn. Everyone have the powers. Everyone inside. We have those powers. It's time to believe in ourselves, each and every one of us. And Rav Shalom said, the man that have just a little bit of wisdom, tipa sechel, tipa da'at, he knows that all of his past is not holding him back from doing tshuva. Nothing from your past is holding you back. It's all stories that the Yetzirah is making up stories. That you will going to be lazy, that you will not going to wake up, to push you away, reject you from the will. But the truth is that we don't have no connection to our past. This is why it's called past, because it passed already. It's not here. The avar, it went. It's not here. Here in the present, you have Hove. Hove is the name of Havaya Baruch Hu. It's the name of Hashem Yitbarach. There is only Hashem Yitbarach. Also the future, it's the imagination. Do you know what's going to be? So why to think about it?
when it's going to come, it's going to be in the present, and we're going to live the present. The only thing that we have is the present. The present is Havaya Baruch Hu. That Hashem is here. This is real. This is something you really have in your hand. You have Hashem. This is it. You want to be normal? You want to be sane? You want to live the moment? You want to live the reality? So Hashem is here. Havaya Baruch Hu. And now when Hashem is here, do you have limits? Do you have borders? Do you have limitations? Nothing is holding you back. Hashem is here. Just what is holding you back? Your faith. That you're not sure. That you have those doubts. And you're not sure that Hashem loves you. You're not sure that Hashem will listen to your prayers. And you're coming like that to the field, lack of confidence. Rabbeinu is saying, if a man would know that Hashem Yitbarach is standing in front of him and listens to all of his prayers, and even to hear his voice, Shomea kol tefilato, he listens to the voice of his prayer, like we learn. Even he looks on your voice, how you sound, like a mother, like a father, they hear you from distance, they listen to the voice. Not the words are so important, that also your voice doesn't sound so good, you sound happy, Baruch Hashem. You can say this, you can say that, but the voice counts. To who? To someone that loves you. And Hashem shomea kol tefillah, he listened to the voice of that tefillah. He cares about your voice, how you sound. If you sound happy, if you said chas shalom. And Hashem cares. Hashem's got a heart, a pure heart. Hashem is all heart. Hashem is all good, all good. And he just wants to give you, like a merciful father, that he just wants to give and to give and to give. And why is not giving? So come on, Hashem knows the thoughts. Because we're not bringing vessels. Because the words of prayers are the vessel to contain the bounty. And we're not bringing. We're not bringing. It all depends in there. This is all of the Torah. Need to bring vessels. Noach, the Teva. Noach, Ark, the Teva, he brought into the Teva the animals. Into the Ark he brought the animals. He brought pure animals. And he brought impure animals. So, the animals, they are the thoughts of the man. And you should bring your thoughts into the Ark, into the Teva. When you're praying, you need to bring your thoughts, your animals, that they're running like animals. The thoughts are running, chasing one after the other. All of the time they're running. Pure thoughts, it's pure animals. Bad thoughts, it's impure animals that have anger and frustration and they want to kill and they're vicious. Those are the thoughts. So Noach, from the pure animals, he brought 7 couples. And from the impure animals, he brought only 2. So you see that you need to have more pure thoughts. But also to the bad thoughts, there is a use. There is a toilet. Something good. But you need to have more control on them. You need to limit them. Sounds better. So, what's our job? To bring the animals into the ark. To bring the thoughts into the teva. If you're praying Shmona Esrei and you're just saying Hashem Svatei Tiftach Chonenu Mitcha Chokhma Bina Vadat, and you're not bringing your thoughts into the words, in the end of the tefillah we're saying Yule Ratzon Imrei Pi, that please Hashem accept Imrei Pi, the words that came out of my mouth, VeHegyon Libi Lefanecha, and also the logic of my heart. The logic of my heart means the intention, means the thoughts. So it means that Hashem is accepting in the tefillah 2 things: the words and the intentions. The words of tefillah, alright, everyone brings that. But it's not the main part. If Noach's ark was empty, who would tell a story on an empty box, on an empty boat? What that counts is that people were there, that there were animals over there, and they came back to the land and covered the land, and all of us were his tzetzaim. How? What?
Descendants.
So this is the important part. So the thoughts, the intention of the heart, this is the main part of the tefillah. And this is why Rav Shalom is teaching us. You can say the same word so many times. Chonenu, chonenu. What it means, chonenu? Give to us. Meitcha, from you. So you can put the same word. You cannot change the word. You cannot add words, you cannot. You should say the same, Chonenu. You cannot change from the Lashon of Chachamim that they told us how to say Chonenu, Meitcha, Chokma, Bina, Avadat. You cannot change it. So you have to say Chonenu. This is it. It's limited. But in the intentions, one time you can think about your children, one time you can think about your friends from the yeshiva, one time you can think about all of Am Yisrael, Chonenu, Meitcha, from you. Sometimes you can think, Hashem, because you're merciful. Sometimes you can think, because Hashem, you have all of the powers, because you're the wisest, because you love us. Every time you can think something else, and Hashem is accepting it all. And if you're praying Yom Ha'atzma just like that, and finished, it took you 3 minutes, 7 minutes, if your Hebrew is not so wonderful. So, and this is it. And you finished Yom Ha'atzma with no intention. So you brought words. But if you are putting your heart, how much time it's going to take you? More? 15 minutes it's going to take. 20 minutes it's going to take. You're in the Bet Knesset. You're already praying Shachrit. So why do you care so much? You're already there. Take advantage of what that Hashem is giving to you. You're saying brachot on the food. You got used to say brachot. So you're already saying shakot. You're already saying mezonot. You're already saying hamotzi. So how much time it takes you? It's going to take the same time. Well, you're 5 seconds more. 5 seconds more to put your heart into it. And it's going to be a total different meal. Total different sparks. You're going to be able to enjoy from the food. Means that your neshama is going to receive sparks from the food. Not only the body. You're not going to feel tired after every meal and have to run to the toilet and I don't know what. You're going to feel spirituality. You're going to feel good with yourself. You're going to feel that your neshama been revived, received life from that food. That it's really mechaye. That it's really ala michya wa ala kalkala. That really Hashem gives us life through food, through liquids, through the Torah, birkot ha-Torah, birkot ha-Torah. And we can stop on every word in Avodat Hashem. And this is the wisdom. Really to stop on every part of Avodat Hashem. Really to start serving Hashem. Not as a hobby, not as getting used to it, a part of my life. No. To take your life and to put them into Avodat Hashem. We have so many debts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we cannot cover. At least the time that we have, we're going to try to spend it with Hashem Yitbarach. To thank Hashem Yitbarach, to praise Hashem Yitbarach, to love Hashem Yitbarach, to give to Hashem Yitbarach, to be a mashpia even on Hashem Yitbarach. But itpalel Chana al Hashem. Chana was praying on Hashem. And from Chana we learned Ilchot Tfilah. How to pray Shmona Esre, we learned from Chana. And Chana was praying al Hashem, on Hashem she was praying. Not from Hashem to receive. She was praying that Hashem going to have a child. That that child is going to illuminate the world. That Hashem is going to have that person that's going to be so huge, so great. For al Hashem she was begging, on Hashem. That Hashem is going to be happy. That Hashem is going to be satisfied. She was influencing Hashem. She was mashpi'ah al Hashem. And every one of us have that power, like Rabbeinu is saying. It all depends on how much you're opening wide your mouth and how much you're talking. Everyone according to his aspect means that everyone has got his own territory, got his own area. You need to pray on your wife and on your children. You need to pray on your family and on your business. You need to pray on your tshuva and on your eyes. And everyone has something else that you need to pray on. And together, we're completing everything. We're completing the picture. And if we all going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, we're pulling people to believe also. Everyone that is talking to you, he's receiving from you for what that you are. If you're an angel, he's going to receive that. If you're a demon, he's going to receive that. If you're good, then what are you doing? I'm learning Torah. He received it. This is it. What are you doing? He's asking again. Because he wants to receive it again. I cannot believe. This is what you... No, you can't believe. I'm learning Torah. Yes, I am. I'm learning Torah. In Yeshivat Chul Shel Chesed. In Eretz Yisrael. Yes, I couldn't believe it also. But now it's real. It's real. When we were in Uman, one of the guys, that when I spoke in Nekuda Tova over there, one of the guys told me, you know, all of that last year I thought about it, to come to Eretz Israel, he lives in New York. He said, it wasn't sound logic at all. Now that I saw you here, I feel that it can be. Really, you're talking on it like that it's possible.
I told him, here, look at Ichi. Ichi was there. I told him, here, look at him. This is, we have a proof. It can happen. We have someone to wave with.
For them, it's not reality. What are you doing? They see Eretz Israel, it's only my mother, she's all of the time, she's sending me texts. You don't know what's going on in Ukraine. They have a war over there. The war brothers, I don't know. So you know what happened there 70 years ago? What are you talking about, the war? There is a war now? Oh, I care so much, really? You know what happened in Babi Yar 70 years ago? 850,000 Jews been buried alive over there. They really care about their wars now. And another text, and another text, and another text. So the mother, please, don't send those texts. This is the reason why I took out the television from my house. It's okay. We don't need to hear news. It's okay for us. They hear on Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel for them. It's only through CNN, CBS, I don't know what, all of those nonsense. This is what they know. Israelim are, how you say, mitalelim, abusing the poor Ishmaelim, the poor and weak Palestinians that are suffering so much from the heaven that we're giving them all of our money. And they're so poor, and they just, mamash, they're so hungry.
Oh,
mamash, the cruel, cruel Israelim that are torturing the poor, poor Palestinians. Oh, those baby Palestinians, so cute Palestinians. Mamash, it breaks the heart. It breaks the heart to see so cruel soldiers. Mamash, so horrible. We come to Eretz Israel, you see that they're all animals driving jeeps. Crazy. Stealing from every store. Lying and cursing and spitting and smoking and selling drugs to everyone and doing all the horrible things. Oh, it's not in the CBS, so you cannot know. Someone that is not connected to the truth, for him the television, this is it. But he saw it. I saw it in the television. This is it. He saw it in the television. This is it. It's a stamp, but that's a Dach Haredit on it. This is it. No doubt it was. No, it was in Channel 2. It was in Ovid Shtayim. Cannot argue after that it was in Channel 2. This is it. No, it was in the CNN. This is it. It was in the CNN. Group of snakes and lizards over there in the CNN and the CBS. What there is over there? Snakes and lizards. What there is over there? Mice and rats. What there is over there? Poor, pathetic people that have only lust and desires, just like money, honor, and niuf. This is it. Nothing else. Money, niuf, gezel, shpichut damim, ve'arayot. This is it. This is it. All alive. So Jews, our brothers, this is their screen to reality. This is how can they see Eretz Israel. This and you. This and you. The one that have you in their life, they have a second option. If you're going to tell them that everything here is wonderful, that you can sit in yeshiva, that we can walk to the Kotel HaMaravi, to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, to pray to Hashem Yitbarach, to do tshuva, to go amazing fields, graves of tzaddikim, to do tshuva. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it's written on him that one of the rabbi of Tzfat wrote on him when he came first to Eretz Israel. He came to Eretz Israel, he went to the Tzion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He went down from his donkey, from his wagon, and he started to crawl on his hands, to crawl. And with tears, he's crying, shaking. Who am I to come into Kodesh HaKodeshim? Who am I to come into Kodesh HaKodeshim? The Tzion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He's so huge. The Baal Shem Tov said that he was Mashiach ben Yosef. That he was Mashiach, that he was from the nefesh of Atzilut of David HaMelech. Highest parts. Or Chaim HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov, how Baal Shem Tov knew that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh passed away? That when he made Netilat Yadayim, suddenly he saw a secret, a yichud, a certain kavanah, intention, how to make the secret of Netilat Yadayim. And he made that Netilat Yadayim like that. They revealed it to him first time from heaven. And he made Netilat Yadayim and he said, the Western candle turned off.
Extinguished.
So they asked him, how do you know? He said, because they revealed to me that secret of Netilat Yadayim. And that secret belongs only to one righteous man in every generation. And I didn't know it, and it was belonged to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And now that they revealed it to me, it's because that he passed away. So you can see that for a certain time, he was even higher than a Baal Shem Tov. It's, I mean, we're talking on someone huge, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. First of all, he's buried here in Har HaZetim. You can go to his tzion in Har HaZetim. We talked on him to tell about Rashbi that he's 3 hours away, but he's buried here in Har HaZetim. And he was shaking to go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And we just need to go on a bus and to go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the one that doesn't have car. Just need to go on a bus. This is it. And to go. It's very easy. Really? It's very easy. If you want. No, but you want to do it like a king. You want to take a hotel. You want to take a suite. You want to take a tzimmer. I don't know what. You need to someone to drive you. I don't know what you need. When I couldn't go to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich in my car because I didn't have a car, I went on a bus. I don't like to ride in a bus. No one likes to ride in a bus. But I like Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich and I wanted to do tshuva. So I went on a bus to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. If you like something, if it's important to you, you're doing it. You don't need to pay for gas. You don't have money. Fuel, all right, 300 shekels, 400 shekels. I understand, all right. So go on a bus. You don't need to take all of your family. You don't need nothing. You tell your wife, I need to pray on you. I need to pray on the children. And you're explaining to her the importance. And you're praying on it. That you're going to have that invitation to Ram Shira Bishimon Bar Yochai to invite you. And you go at night. And you come back in the morning. And you made 6 hours or even 11 hours on the way. And you're sending texts to your wife all of the way that everything is okay. And this is it. And if you're tired, come to the yeshiva, put your head on the table, and rest a little bit. And it's going to be after that you made 6 hours in Bodedut at Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Spend the night in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Took the last bus to Miron. It takes you down under the hill of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, one bus. You're doing your tshuva, you're doing your Bodeduyot, you're praying on your wife, praying on your children. What else can you give your wife? There is no Chinese store with good hechsher. What can you give your wife? I looked. There is no. There is? No, there is no. I know. I tried. I looked. There is no. What can you give your wife? Go pray on hell that they're going to open a good restaurant, a Chinese restaurant. Oh, yeah, boy, say, oh, boy, say. Nisim sent his regards. And his friend Vir is coming to Eretz Israel next 2 weeks from now. Need to pray on those guys. Also, Yosef, his brother-in-law. They want to come to make Aliyah. And Vir is on the way. Yes. Yes. Sell his car, bought a ticket. This is it.
It's coming here.
Yes. Yes. What else? No other options. Nothing else. It's all in our hands. Like we just said, it's all in our hands. We just need to believe in ourselves that really Hashem loves us and Hashem wants to give us everything. I wanted to tell you one small thing. Really, 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 you're not allowed to praise, to give all of Shivcho Shel Adam Befanav, to praise a person completely in front of his face, to hear it.
So I'm going to say only a little bit. Our friend Hanan Menashe Gross is doing a huge job for all of us, for each and every one of us. Mamash, we owe him a lot. And if you know, if you don't know, how many things he's doing for all of us. He's running and bringing all of the maskorot for us, and running the times for all of us, and making too many discounts. Things that I'm not permitting him to do, and he's doing. Things that the Rabbanit is not permitting me, and I'm not permitting him, and he's doing to all of you, and helping, and with all of the meals, and with everything. And please, all of that library, and all the things that we have here. Everyone's got a merit, everyone's got a schut. Try to help him, try to help yourselves, everyone, mamash. We need to be united, we need to be one group, to do things together, to love each other. Rabbeinu said, רק תהיו אנשים קשרים. If you're going to be, תחזיקו עצמכם ביחד, אז תהיו אנשים קשרים. If you're going to hold yourself together, you're going to be kosher people. We have that wonderful opportunity. No one is pushing us to do nothing. We have heaven here. Mamash, we have heaven. Everything that we want, we can do here. Everything. You want to make tiulim, to arrange tiulim, to go to trips, to go to Rabbi Shimon, we can arrange a bus, to, like we went to Hebron. Wake up. Push us to do things. We're going to help you. Push Hanan, push me. Help us. We're going to help you. We're going to do things together. Now they're making gmach. Every one of us can make things. We are part of this yeshiva, and it's a wonderful yeshiva, but we have something special. We have something here. Look how many people. Everyone can give something. Everyone can give something to the effort. Mordechai Naim is sitting with us. Not only that he's not receiving money from the yeshiva, also he's not receiving check from the yeshiva now because he is with a passport. Because he haven't made aliyah. So, and he's sitting and teaching you every day. 3 hours he's teaching, right? 3 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours, sitting and teaching. I gave him a few hundred shekels last month for my pocket. Guys, give your ma'asrot. Try to give your ma'asrot to Mordechai, to Hanan, to people, to me, to people that are working here. It's all. Now we received donation on classes that we dedicated. We bought those chairs. Now other donations, we bought books, the Gemarot for the yeshiva. It's all for you. It's all coming back to us. You know, once we suggested that to Arav Shalom, but because that there was no enough support from the yeshiva, so we couldn't make it. We thought about buying apartments in Uman. People are going every year to Uman. And every day, every time that you're going to Uman, you cannot find yourself. And you don't know where you're going to stay, and how you're going to stay, and what. And 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 people can make an agreement, can do something together, to buy an apartment in partnership. 3 people, 4 people, 5 people, everyone. You can take a loan, you can, and then you have a place and you're quiet. You can buy apartments together. It's cheap. Those things, when you're a group, when you're organized, you can do huge things together. We can buy here buildings. Now we can buy here buildings. Us, all of us. How many people here in the apartment wants to buy a house? How many people? At least 5, 6 people would love to take a mortgage and to buy a house. We can build. We can build a house, gonna cost to us half of the price. Half of the price. Now we can do it. Today we can do it. If we're gonna decide. You're gonna take a loan, he's gonna take a loan, he's gonna take a loan, he's gonna take a loan. A regular mortgage. We're gonna arrange it as a group. We can lift a building here that you're gonna have perfect neighbors. You're gonna have perfect neighbors. You're gonna have friends from the yeshiva. Your friends are gonna be your neighbors. People that you can. Baruch Hashem. No one is perfect, but also you're not perfect. So we're saying perfect. If we accepted you, so you're going to accept us. And we can do huge things together. Huge things. You just need to wake up. One, he's got that business mind to do this. All right, give your bearing your idea. Suggest it. Say, let's. I'm talking about big things and on small things. Small things everyone should do, everyone should help, should give his hand. Huge things, believe in ourselves that we have power. We have power. We can do things together. Thank you, Rabbi Isaiah.
Sorry, quick announcements real quick.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Please. We do have a third meal this Shabbos, and we have a sponsor for next Shabbos. So feel free to come here at Hutshal Chesed for Shabbos, Minchag after a meal. We had three Siyums this week. Siyum meetings. We had three Siyums this week. Shmuel Yaffe, Michael Molson, and Aaron Hassan. New chairs were donated by Aaron Weiss, and they're used for the more class in the morning, so people can sit in the Chavrusa, so we're not moving everything around. Very convenient, thank you very much. Pesach packages are available, also see parents downstairs. Gemak Tefillin, we've raised all the money for the Gemak Tefillin. The pair will be here before Pesach. And please see that all announcements are always posted on the bulletin board there every week. People didn't know that there are announcements posted there, so please feel free to read the announcements that are posted. Have a wonderful Shabbos.